Seven Land Productions presents to you Cop Doctors, Episode 3, Guess What?
On this fucking fascinating episode of Cop Doctors, we join my two best friends, just in case, just in time, in the car eating donuts like fucking pigs. Just kidding, they're actually eating tacos like a couple fucking donkeys. Listen.
You want to hear something really interesting about me?
Sure.
My first hand job? It was in the woods.
Why in the woods?
Well, I was with my girlfriend at the time. I think it was 10th grade. We were at the house alone making out when my parents got home.
So you had to run into the backyard or something?
Yeah, we ran outside because we still wanted to fandango, if you know what I mean.
Not really, but please continue.
So I don't really have a backyard since I grew up out in the sticks, so we ended up running out into the woods.
Yeah?
We ran pretty far and ended up getting lost. We found this open area where we could see the moon and stars. We were like, shit, this is romantic. So we sat on this broken log and went back to making out. But I sat on this rotted part of the log and it split. Guess what was inside?
I don't know.
Guess, dude, it's a game now. The story I'm telling is a game now.
A carrot?
Why the hell would there be a carrot inside?
I don't know. Took a guess.
That was a really bad guess. Try again.
Just tell me.
No, just guess again.
I don't know. Piece of broccoli?
Why do you keep guessing vegetables?
I'm not good at guessing games. One time somebody told me to guess what number they were thinking of. Let's just say 3 hours later, we were still standing in the same spot, and I was still guessing numbers.
Was it really that hard?
No, it was a number between 1 and 10. For some reason, I guessed 6 like 100 times.
What's wrong with you?
I don't like being put on the spot. That's why I've never been on Jeopardy or The Price is Right.
Yeah, that's why.
Just continue your fucking story.
I'll give you one more shot. Think of something that would be really shocking to find in a log.
I don't know, man.
Just guess.
A carrot?
We'll move on.
Thank you.
It was a fucking severed hand. I was like, shit. And my girlfriend was like, shit. We couldn't believe it.
What'd you do?
What do you think we did?
Don't make me guess anymore, please.
We decided to see if we could find the rest of the body. We searched all over the woods. We eventually found a trail of blood. We followed it all the way to the river. There, we found a boat. Inside the boat was a dead body. The body was that of a man. And get this? He had no hand. We decided at that point it was time to call the cops. But when we got off the boat, we found ourselves face to face with 3 escaped prisoners.
How'd you know they were escaped prisoners?
They were wearing orange jumpsuits.
They could have been part of some hip-hop dance group. You're lucky you didn't get served.
We thought that at first, but then they just went and told us they escaped prison. Kinda sucks. I was looking forward to some hip-hop funk jiving.
What?
Forget it. These escapees introduced themselves as the O'Reilly Gang.
That notorious gang known for murdering people in the woods?
Yes, of course. My girlfriend and I were scared shitless. No shit. The O'Reilly Gang tied us up and threw us on the boat. They said it was murdering time. And they said it just like that. They went like this. It's murdering time. So, it was pretty scary. Murdering.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but then I remembered something my father taught me when I was 6 years old. The wild animal call.
What's that?
My dad said that if I were to ever be lost in the woods, I could always use the wild animal call. It's a call that assembles a group of animals that will come to your aid. The teachings of the call have been passed down in our family from generation to generation.
How does it go?
It goes like this.
Did that work?
It did. Just as the biggest, baddest member of the O'Reilly gang pulled a gun out, several deer, wolves, and even a moose showed up. They attacked the O'Reilly gang. A bird showed up and pecked the ropes off of our wrists. We jumped on the moose and rode to safety.
Dude, I've never ridden a moose, and I don't think anyone has.
You should try it at least once. After the moose led us to safety, we took a minute to catch our breaths, but something didn't sit right with us.
What do you mean?
Why was the O'Reilly gang out there, in the woods? Why did they murder some guy and cut off his hand? There was something fishy going on. My girlfriend and I decided to investigate further. We cut our hands and made a blood pact that we wouldn't tell a soul what was going on in the woods if we found something extraordinary.
Did you find out something extraordinary?
Hold on, I'm getting to that.
Sorry.
Apology is accepted.
Wait, you're breaking the blood pact right now by telling me this story.
Eh, fuck it. It's been like 15 years. She'll get over it. Plus, that horse slept with my best friend, Billy Thompson, when we graduated. So, you know, screw the blood pact now. Anyway, back to the story. After the blood pact, we headed back to the log. We examined the hand and found that there was a strange ring on the pinky. Closer examination showed that there was a rare jewel in it. We pocketed the ring and headed to the nearest 24-hour pawn shop.
They have 24-hour pawn shops?
Oh yeah, they're all over. It seems weird that they exist.
Really weird.
But they're everywhere. There's like 6 of them on 4th Street.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah, well, look next time. We talked to the owner, and he examined the ring under a really cool microscope and discovered that the gem was one of the rarest gems in the world. Apparently, you can only find them in one lake in the mountains of Oregon. So my girlfriend and I booked ourselves a couple of plane tickets and headed to Oregon.
Jesus.
We ended up climbing Mount Hood all the way to the top. We found an X at the top and started digging. After 2 weeks of digging, we found a cave system, an old one. We headed inside and followed the caverns all the way to this hidden lake. There weren't any gems. We were like, what the hell? Like, fuck. Like, what?
That sucks.
Wait, it doesn't suck. Not done yet. I decided to don the scuba diving equipment we brought with us and dive to the bottom of the lake. At the bottom was a treasure chest. I was ecstatic. I picked it up, it was a light treasure chest, and I brought it back to the surface. We opened it up and 3 fairies flew out. Yeah.
You're shitting me.
No, man, I'm not.
Fucking fairies?
Yeah. The fairies flew around for hours before we could catch one. My girlfriend was able to nab one in a jar.
What was your girlfriend's name?
Her name was Cheryl.
Oh, okay.
It's not that important.
I know, I just wanted to know.
Yeah, but it's not important. Let me just get back to my story. Seriously, don't ask about my girlfriend again. So anyways, we stared at the fairy for a long time, not knowing what to do next. But then it happened. The fairy exploded into stardust, and the dust settled at the bottom of the jar. It formed an arrow that pointed behind us. We turned around to see a crack in the cave wall. We broke through and found a pile of gems. We were so happy that we left the cave system, went into the woods, made out, and then she gave me a handjob.
Cheryl did?
Yes, Cheryl.
Wow. And then...
That's it.
That's the end of the story? That can't be the end.
Yeah, I got a handjob.
Dude, that's the least interesting part of the story. You buried the lead.
What do you mean?
What happened with the gems? The lake? Did the police find the O'Reilly gang? Who was the guy with the severed hand? Where did he get that ring? And why would the O'Reilly gang cut off his hand and put it into a log?
I don't know. What am I, a fucking psychic?
Wait a second. Did this really happen?
Yes, of course it did.
Time.
It did.
I feel like you're lying.
Okay, I lied. Everything that happened after the rotted log was made up.
So you never found anything in the log?
No, actually we did.
But not a hand?
No.
What was it?
Nothing.
Time, what was in the log?
It was... a carrot.
Cop fucking doctor!
Cop Doctors. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Jack Austin, Robert M. Lamb, Ashley Cardassano, and Matthew Manning. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Soundsnap.com. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.